How to prevent waste is also on the minds of some students in Paris. Their city just hosted the climate talks that ended on an optimistic note with the adoption of a new global agreement. Then all the delegates went home. But these students are using the summit as inspiration for their own efforts, and they're starting in their school cafeteria. Here's Adeline Sear from Paris.
It's lunchtime at this large public school in Paris. The Honoré de Balzac School in the 17th arrondissement has 2,000 middle and high school students, so lunch is fast, busy, and messy. It's even messier today since there's a food waste experiment going on. Students in hairnets and protective clothing are sorting and weighing leftovers from the lunch trays. Bread, meat, rice and vegetables, and packaging all go in separate bags. It's part of a project the school came up with to coincide with the Paris Climate Conference. You're not eating this apple? Says a student sorting waste to a schoolmate. You'll never grow up. In one corner of the cafeteria, a pile of leftover yogurt containers is growing. According to strict food regulations here, they have to be thrown out, even if they're still unopened. Environmental science teacher Jean-Baptiste Lambert says this experiment today is a fact-finding phase. They want to determine what can be recycled, whether portions should be reduced, and what can be composted. Compost will be key here, he says. Because the climate conference was taking place in their city, Lambert wanted to get his students' hands dirty, literally. So they came up with the idea of composting with earthworms. But the worms only eat a vegetarian diet, so Lambert says it'll take a while to sort out the food waste for them. In this high school, Shaden Al-Yahya Morla and Noor Fiquet were expected to be student stars of the Paris Climate Conference. The 12th graders won a student environmental journalism competition.
We wanted to show people how dead leaves can create biogas.
Shaden says they determined biogas from decomposing leaves from the schoolyard could be used to heat the school's pool. For their prize, she and Noor were invited to spend a day at the conference. But in France's state of emergency, that just didn't happen.
We were really excited to go, but then with the attacks, it wasn't possible anymore. So we were a bit sad, but it's not to go there that it's important. We just wanted to show our ideas to other schools.
Shaden says she was pleased with the final agreement's global warming target of 1.5 degrees, but her friend Noor feels differently.
Je veux pas dire que j'étais pas contente, etc. Mais c'est pas que j'y crois pas vraiment. Mais pour moi, il y a déjà une grande partie. Enfin, pour moi, c'est un peu trop tard.
It's not that I wasn't happy about the agreement, she says. It's not that I don't believe in it, but for me, this is happening way too late. Noor says she doesn't trust the French government to enforce the agreement. In the afternoon, the results of the day's cafeteria experiment come in. 110 pounds of compostable waste, enough to make the worms happy. But there was also 300 pounds of non-compostable waste, plus 53 unopened containers of yogurt. It all went in the trash. But as one teacher put it, the climate conference has made them think about connections to their everyday activities in school, from recycling paper to food waste, and what they can do here to make a difference. For the world, Adeline Cyr, Paris.